of the biggest roadblocks on our road to happiness in Christ, to beatitude, and to just to living the Christian life is one of them is anger. It's something we don't have to be taught. Even the smallest child can be angry. It doesn't get its candy, if it doesn't get its way. So it's something that all of us, we have. And it's easy to slide into anger as a way to just deal with whatever is afflicting us or whatever we disagree with. Today's saint cautions us in that and reminds us that we have a higher, not only a higher calling, but a higher ability. St. Paul's reading was picked especially for him today. To the Philippians, brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. And instead of being just using anger as a way to deal with those frustrations that come our way all of the time, we should always keep it in our hearts that it's possible to rejoice, to be able to thank God from the depths of our soul, no matter what situation we're in. There's always that ability to rejoice in the Lord. In fact, St. Paul says, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, in prayer and petition, give thanksgiving and make your requests known to God. Then the peace that surpasses understanding will guard your hearts in Christ. So there's always an ability. Think about that. There's always an ability, even when we're inundated with the cross that our Lord is asking us to carry, with all of its effects. There's always a way to rejoice. It might not be with a big bright smile on your face and give a hug to everybody, but there is a way. There is a way. And here's the encouragement that you get at no extra charge today from St. John Bosco himself, talking about how to deal with these rambunctious kids. And he didn't deal with just any kids. He dealt with the toughest kids, the ones that didn't have any parents. They were left out in the street and were rambunctious. He says this, my brothers, remember, they are our sons. And so in correcting their mistakes, we must lay aside all anger and restrain it so firmly that it is extinguished entirely. It's incredible. Lay aside all anger when dealing with these kids. That's almost an impossibility. He says this, there must be no hostility in our minds, holding it against them, hostility. No contempt in our eyes. How could they do that? No insult on our lips. We must use mercy for the present and have hope for the future, as is fitting for true fathers who are eager for real correction and improvement. Notice he desires the improvement of the child. As you and I desire the improvement of the situation in our lives, that we become better Christians. The desire is for correction. The application is not just an anger that goes, I can't believe they did that. I can't believe I did that again. The application is mercy, this constant rejoicing. Maybe God could do something good with this kid. Maybe something good can happen. And this is our hope. And he says this, in serious matters, it is better to beg God humbly than to send forth a flood of words that will only offend the listeners and have no effect on those who are guilty. And so we realize that humble begging of God is rejoicing. We're confident when we humbly beg God for what we really need. And St. John Bosco reminds us of that. He spent his whole life working for the youth. It's important for us to do the same. If you have time, you can stay for the next Mass, and you'll see this church will be packed with kids. They bring their parents and everybody. We call it the Fill the Church Day today. We're looking out for our kids, but to pray for our children and to remember that you too are a child of God and that our Lord is being patient with you. It gives us every reason to rejoice constantly. And I say it again, rejoice. Jesus is coming to us in this Holy Eucharist.